More now on the Securities and Exchange Commission's suit against Goldman Sachs. The Washington Post reports today that the SEC brought suit after months of negotiations with the bank, and that the decision to bring suit was approved by a 3-2 vote of the 5 SEC commissioners. Post reporter Zachary Goldfarb joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And when did the SEC first tell Goldman Sachs that it found something wrong with its not telling banks who bought into Abacus that John Paulson, someone who was betting against the mortgage industry, had a hand in shaping that investment vehicle?
The SEC first alerted Goldman that it was investigating in summer of 2008. That was before the financial crisis even entered its most serious phase. Then, a year ago, in summer of 2009, it alerted Goldman that the enforcement staff of the SEC had concluded that a legal suit was warranted. At that time, a series of negotiations ensued where Goldman tried to persuade the SEC not to file suit. Obviously, that effort was unsuccessful.
Was there actual talk of a settlement in which the SEC wanted Goldman to plead to something and pay a fine rather than go to court?
No, it doesn't appear it reached that stage. As recently as early March, there were continued negotiations, but the SEC tends to wait for the respondents to make an offer to settle, and it appears that Goldman did not bring up the possibility of settlement. On the other hand, Goldman is suggesting that it didn't know the SEC was so close to a suit, and therefore it wasn't at a stage where it would propose a settlement.
Now, the staff at the SEC recommended suing Goldman to the commissioners. The commissioners, you report, voted 3-2. Is that rare? Do you know a 3-2 vote? And if so, what more do you know about that vote?
A 3-2 vote is not common, but I would not say it's extremely rare. It's been increasingly common among on the new team at the SEC led by Chairman Mary Shapiro. The previous chairman had often wanted to get unanimous votes by the agency's 5 commissioners, which involved Republicans and Democrats across the ideological spectrum. And those unanimous votes often involved prolonging cases, altering the terms of cases. Mary Shapiro has been more willing to push cases forward at a more speedy timeline, even if it involves a split vote.
And I gather the 2 dissenting votes were 2 Republican commissioners of the SEC.
That's right. In general, Republican commissioners at the SEC have expressed skepticism about what they may perceive as overly aggressive enforcement actions against companies as opposed to individuals. This case involves a suit against both Goldman Sachs, the company, as well as the vice president at Goldman Sachs, who is accused of concocting the investment that's the core of the issue.
Now, according to your story, the SEC brought this suit very mindful of its recent reputation for non-regulation. Are the regulators who've been assailed for being toothless baring their teeth at Goldman Sachs?
They definitely are trying, and the word inside the SEC is that they were trying to send a message by bringing this case so publicly and so prominently and on the timeline it did, that the SEC isn't the SEC that missed the Madoff fraud, that missed the collapse of investment banks before the financial crisis.
What do you make of the charge by some Republicans that the timing of the suit against Goldman at a moment when Democrats are pushing their financial regulation bill is no coincidence, but rather time to give tighter regulation a boost?
While anything is possible, it would be a pretty outrageous violation of the SEC's rules and appropriate conduct for an independent law enforcement agency to push any kind of enforcement case to correspond with a political agenda in Congress or the White House. The White House has said it had no warning about the Goldman case. The only accurate correlation of time is that we've just had a huge financial crisis. So the regulator is pursuing big cases and the lawmakers are pursuing major reforms. But you'd really need to find clear and convincing evidence, of which there is none, that this was timed to be part of the reg reform debate.
Zachary Goldfarb, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thanks.
That's the reporter Zachary Goldfarb of The Washington Post.